Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
All right, here to help us get to the bottom of the big couch question and really just furniture deliveries in general, which I'm hearing is a big problem. It's quite a problem right now, is Maureen Smith from Walter E. Smith Furniture. Hey, Maureen, how you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. Other than being a little cold, things are going pretty well.
I'm okay. You know, funny, this came up yesterday because I sort of mentioned it, that how much of a problem it was to try to order a couch that would get delivered within, you know, a matter of weeks, not months.
Right.
And it was so hard. And then people jumped in and said, oh my gosh, this happened to me. It's happened to me too. And I know producer Pete reached out to you and you said, you know what, I can explain this. I got the answer.
Yeah.
So please fill us in.
Yeah, I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to clear some of this up. So, when COVID hit, you know, everything kind of shut down and things kind of picked up again, you know, in the last few months. And now everybody's got their stimulus checks and people are sitting around at home thinking, I don't want to sit on this old couch anymore. So we have record demand now, which is great. But on the other hand, we still have a pandemic going on. So, you know, all of our factories can't have all of their workers in at the same time or working on the same number of lines at any given moment. We have factories that have to shut down particular areas because of COVID every now and then. So that's still very much an issue coupled with the demand. But then in February, we were hit with what I can only refer to as like a furniture emergency. And that was those huge storms in Texas, which people don't want to hear about anymore because it's April. But those huge storms annihilated the plants that make the chemicals for foam. So all of those factories had not only shut down, but were greatly damaged. So we can't get the foam we need for the sofas. So we might have all the other elements in the factory, the wood for the frame, the springs, the fabric, but they can't get the foam. And so it's a huge problem. So coupled with the big demand, we just don't have the raw materials that we need. And it's a weird thing I say, like, take comfort in knowing that it's not just like Walter E. Smith, but it's literally every single furniture retailer in America right now is having this problem.
Yeah, I saw
so
that.
You're
lazy,
very smart to pick up on it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't even smart because I honestly didn't. I was like, what is going on? And then we just sort of connected some dots with other listeners telling us that they were experiencing the same thing. And it wasn't even just furniture. It's some big ticket items. A couple listeners told us they had issues with dishwashers and, you know, like appliances and things like that that they ordered. Somebody said it might ship it too.
Yeah. Yeah. The other aspect of our delays is freight and transportation. So, you know, any components or products that are coming from overseas, there are huge delays with containers and container ships right now, like massive. I mean, that Suez Canal thing is just one small, like, example of the problems that we're having with that. We don't have enough truck drivers in America to bring us goods in a reasonable time frame anymore, which is another aspect of it. You know, it's not unreasonable for a piece of furniture that's made in, let's say, North Carolina to take upwards of 4 weeks to get to us here in Chicago from when it's ready for pickup, just because there's not enough truckers out there on the road bringing everybody what they need. And that goes back to, you know, the appliances and all the other things. I think that cars will probably be affected soon, especially with this foam problem. I think we'll see delays with things like that, too.
Because it goes into that. What other things do they use the foam for? I'm thinking furniture, cars, vehicles, because anything that has some seats or something like that in it, that's going to be part of the, you know, the supply chain problem.
Right. But as like a retailer in the area, we kind of saw some of this coming. You know, once we kind of opened it back up again in June, we saw the demand really starting to increase. So just on our end, you know, we've really upped our stock program game. So we now have more than $2.5 million worth of furniture waiting in our warehouse here in Itasca, just waiting for delivery. We have plenty of product available for immediate delivery. So if people are willing to kind of change what they might need or want a little bit, you know, sometimes we're big on custom order, but if someone's willing to take the brown leather sofa that we have in stock versus a slightly darker brown sofa that they might want to custom order, we can get them something the next day, pretty much.
So, yeah. So you dream it, we build it.
Open up your You dream it, we build it, but we've already built it.
And your dreams may have to be slightly adjusted.
And then we've also, we're a local furniture company, family owned, and we actually make an effort to work with furniture factories that align with our values, small, family owned. So we've got great partnerships. So there are plenty of factories that we work with that are getting us custom goods in under 6 weeks. And these days, custom in 6 weeks or less is something to be like shouting about. So another thing we're telling our clients is if you want something, just get in line. So don't be overwhelmed and frustrated by the delays when you're thinking of placing an order. You're much better off just placing it and getting in line and trusting that the retailer you're partnering with has good partnerships with the factories to move your order through as quickly as possible. Because we all want our clients to be happy, and we really want people to be comfortable in their homes. It's where we're all spending way more of our time these days.
Yeah, I think about that because when you do that, you're looking around and you're seeing things you want to change. And that's been, the last year, a lot of people have been making investments in their homes, lots of things that supplies for your homes. Our home is way up, right? Are you seeing such an influx in customers over the last 6 months or so, too? Do you just see that demand for furniture?
Oh, absolutely. We definitely see the demand. And, we're our own clients, too. We were working from home a lot, and we were stuck at home with all the kids, too. And, my sisters and I, we all want new stuff, too, because after a year of hard living at home, everything needs to be replaced. So we totally understand what our clients are expecting and experiencing, and we absolutely can sympathize with them.
I bet it is. It's one of those things, stuff that maybe even didn't used to bug you. Now is like, well, wait a minute. I'm using that desk a lot more now because I'm, doing some work from home and that kind of thing. And so the upgrading of the desks is the other part I've heard are difficult to get too. That's another in demand item.
Exactly. And people want something that's, sturdier. I think that everyone's kind of sick of using their card table or the cocktail table they had since college for their home office. I think people really do want to have like a designated space for all of their work in their home. So I think after a few months, people were realizing that it's not going to change anytime soon. So how can I make my work from home environment the most comfortable and the most productive? So we're definitely seeing that a lot. Absolutely.
No doubt.
But it's been fascinating, a year ago, who would have thought that we'd be in this position, but it's like every minute of every day we're, here at Smith Furniture, we are spending doing whatever we can to speed up this process for our clients. It is very important and extremely urgent and top of mind for us. It's what's driving us constantly right now.
You make an important point there, too, about, going with someone who has good relationships and even someone local, because those relationships will matter. As you might get a date that's September 4th and then suddenly it's pushed to December 4th. But if you have somebody who's got a direct line of communication to the actual, the people who are building it and the suppliers and the shippers, that's going to help, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, we are fighting for our clients' orders every single day. And it's just the most important thing. And I want everyone to be comfortable. That's at the end of the day, that's what is driving us to keep performing, is we just want our clients to be comfortable and happy in their own homes. And I know it's hard and frustrating when orders are delayed. We completely get it. We do.
Yeah.
We absolutely get it. But it's just the way of the world. And I think that people need to realize that COVID is very much is still a thing. And it's still impacting how American businesses can get the job done. And so if we can all just remember that with a little bit of patience, and I think everybody's a little better off when we keep that in mind.
I'll get my couch. People will get their couch, and it's right
you
to have a little
bit. You got in line, and so that's half the battle. You are in line, girl.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Hey, I just want to compliment you guys on all your creative ads and the ads you guys do. They just crack me up all the time. People were talking about the one, the Mount Rushmore one you did during the way a while back. And then I just found out you actually had a Victory Auto Wreckers takeoff commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Which is hilarious. People,
I was like, oh, we got to have him be our announcer for that one.
I was cracking up out loud. I just happened to see it. Did that one air a lot? Because I missed that one on the air.
It was back
on
in like January, I think. And it did. We got a lot, I'm thinking we need to do like Solozzi and Edelson next. Who else can we do? But that was so fun. I mean, my sisters and I, we genuinely work hard, but we have so much fun working together. And we love everybody here at Smith and all of our clients. It's nice to wake up every morning and know that we're making people's lives a little better when we get that delivery done.
Yeah, it is. And you have a good time. You can tell. And you're just, mm-hmm. I've met you all in person. You're all lovely people and so sweet and kind. And I just feel as if, that it's just fun to see you in those positions because you're selling furniture, but you're actually just having a good time as sisters too. And
otherwise we're just another furniture company. You might as well have some fun with it, right?
Totally. I totally agree. And that's on YouTube, right? If people want to check it out. Because it's a fun
Yeah, all
thing.
Of our commercials. We have a YouTube channel, you know, so aren't we cool? So we do have all of our commercials, even the old ones. Like, we kind of will resurrect some of the old ones from when my dad and uncles were making fools of themselves before we were doing it. So those are all up there. So people have fun looking through all those old things.
Yeah, I also like the plastic coverings for the 60s ad. And mm-hmm. then when you're throwing wine around on that white sofa, I was like, I need whatever kind of sofa that is, because that's the one I should be looking for. The one that doesn't, repels red wine.
Yeah,
is that what it does?
Yes, it does. It's amazing. It's all I have six kids and I have worry-free furniture in my house and I have a white couch. So there you go.
But says it all.
Just going back to the plastic covered ones, you know that we have people almost every day asking us if they can buy the plastic covered sofa from like circa 1962 from us.
My dear Aunt Mary. My dear Aunt Mary would be very proud. To the day she died at 100 last year, she had all the plastic coverings on the major sofas. So that's the way you did it back in the day.
And it's super sweet. That was the old worry free.
It was the old way of doing it. Maureen, thank you for the time and thanks for the explanation today. It's really
it's
good to hear
from
you.
It helps people just keep it all in perspective, you know?
Yeah, it does. It totally does. All right. Enjoy the day. And hey, thanks for making us laugh, too.
Sure.
Maureen Smith here. Smith, Waldery Smith Furniture.